That's a little Mongol Santa Maria. Simple little piece called Tacos. Tacos yeah, for everybody. Blaine Bagao is in the house.
Yes, sir.
From Adobo. And thank you so much for not coming in empty-handed.
Whoa. No, never. Never, never. Good friends with Kubo. Love to be
Made
here.
Made us happy. Yeah. Tell you what. It's great. Nice to have you here, man. Thank you for all of your support, too, for KUVO over the years, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So I hope you appreciate the orange cones we put out front so you could just bring the truck right up to the front door right here. No, just kidding. Theater of the mind.
No, we've come here so many in the back, in the front, at Balestrieri Vineyards.
On the side. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you got a parking spot in the garage, man. We'll just make a spot for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm working on my permanent spot outside, yeah. Downtown, you need it.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. You are not just a food truck. You do have a permanent spot on the north side.
Yeah, West Highlands, 31st and Federal.
Right.
We opened that spot, just crossed 1 year. Really proud to win Top 100 Restaurants in Denver by Westward.
Yeah.
Best New Bar, Reader's Choice with Westward again. And it's been an experience to go from a food truck to a restaurant. But
I bet.
Really appreciate the community's support and it's been a ride. I've loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
I don't know how you find the time. I've been to your restaurant and you've been back in the kitchen. Well, who's doing the truck? You know, it's like, wow, you got one heck of a team, and that's important.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. Our bartender Dylan Zarrett, she won Colorado Bartender of the Year award by the Colorado Restaurant Association.
There you go.
Yeah, so November you can get tickets for that dinner, but she's been with me for 6 years, and so just really proud that she was able to get that recognition.
You have to apply some of those truck skills to a brick and mortar. I mean, there's so much involved in a truck. People think you just gas it up and go. And the city, the licensing, all the clearance, you need a canteen, you got to keep it clean, all that stuff. I think once you've done a truck, a brick and mortar is easy. Finger quotes, easy. Right,
it's such a both ends of the spectrum, right? Yeah. So it's really difficult on the truck to get one taco out the door versus a restaurant,
right?
But the investment's lower, so the maximum outcome is lower, you know, your top line revenue, where the restaurant takes a whole lot to get that thing going, but you can make, you know, some bigger revenue numbers. Have their own dynamic, but the food truck is a very different animal. So all the food truckers out there, you know that people know how hard it is.
Yeah, much respect. Thank you for feeding us.
So with the physical location, you mentioned you got the drink award from Westward, the recognition.
Yeah.
Do you have like a special margarita or a special drink that had stood out?
Yeah, definitely. Either the spicy mango margarita or the guava margarita. We use organic purees, unpasteurized from Colombia, that are just so vibrant. They don't have some of those notes taken off and are amazing. Hey.
Steve has left his position here to my right. He's not on mic anymore. He's opening up
the
food.
Talk about something.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you. That's exactly where I was going. Blaine, I love your tacos. It's amazing. So describe
this.
Let's
bring the studio cam in right close.
Yeah, studio cam, right.
This.
So what makes your tacos stand out in your mind? Obviously, you're a chef and so forth. But what is it about your tacos that have people just keep coming back and back?
I think people appreciate where I come from and then how I do it. Right, so I come from New Mexico, and I'm a Filipino-American.
Mm-hmm.
Those two flavors, people love the way that we do our food, you know, with passion, with care,
mm-hmm.
and focusing on the technique, honoring the traditions and, you know, things like that. So I think people just appreciate the crossroads that we operate, and that's what I love about Denver. They're just so open to loving everybody, you know, and who you are and what you represent. So these are, we're doing breakfast now.
Yes.
We're going to do breakfast and late night food now that we got an awesome team that's helped me to get there. These are breakfast tacos, smoked potatoes, scrambled eggs, cheese, and we have two different kinds of salsas. They're on blue corn tortillas.
That's what I like. And you don't see that every day, blue corn tortillas, not up here.
No, and a lot of those New Mexican dishes that people want to see, we're working hard to bring those to the restaurant. So we're going to have sopapillas and honey butter and enchiladas and a lot of other things that people are really hoping for. Right. Adobada, you know, just in time for winter.
Right.
Sauces, orange and green.
So right here, this is going to be just some of our garnishes on the side, and this is our house salsa. I really love just a good smoky meat breakfast kind of taco.
Right.
Same.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Boy, enough said.
So then we're going to do breakfast sandwiches.
Look at this.
We classically love, you know, just some good pork belly or some avocado, fried egg, brioche bun, some salsa or hot sauce.
Man.
Our pork belly's been making some waves in town.
Yes, yes, yes. And so business has been good at the location?
Yeah, we're hitting a year, fully open, and, you know, every restaurant is a challenge. You know, I'm not going to act like it's just been a breeze, but the community's been awesome. Having the food truck following to invite to come check out our new project has been really helpful.
Yeah, well, you know, you've been at Balestrieri Vineyards when we do our annual fundraising event, and there's always a line for people to pick up your food, and the competition is great over there. There are some really good restaurants that that feed all of the folks who come to drink wine and enjoy the music and eat the food. So you've always done an amazing job. People talk about adobo all the time.
Yeah, I hear this is the best event, one of the best Cuvo Roxa Vineyard events that we've had in a while, and we were really proud to take second place. We were at a wedding in Granby, so I couldn't personally be there.
Right.
But we sent the team, and they came back
A great job.
Pumping their fists, so happy that they took second place. So,
yeah. And that's, you know, anybody who takes in the top three or four has done an amazing job, because, as you know, there's some great restaurants.
Some of our favorites, Walter's 303.
Oh, yeah.
Flavored Tabasco.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the great restaurants that come out to that event. That's probably one of my favorite eating events.
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
Are you kidding me? I'm on your menu. Yam hash with fried egg?
Uh-oh.
the admin side keeping up with the other side. But, yeah, so we're actually going to be doing a new menu that we're going to publish today.
It's up.
Yeah, that's we've been doing that. That's been a favorite. There's been a couple tears knowing that one's going to go away. But yeah, that's part of it, you know, is having the excitement every day to come do a new menu,
work
with your team, have some of their ideas, make it to the menu and, you know, see their excitement. So, we're going to have the new menu live on the website, adobodenver.com. So make sure you come check that out. We have our food truck schedule on there, a live music schedule. If you want to book us for a wedding or a private event, that info's on there, as well as our catering, taco bars, those kind of things.
And if you want to go have a beer and eat chicharrones, you can do that as well, too, right?
Yeah, we have lechon coming on the new menu, lechon kawali for the Filipino folks.
Wow.
Pancit. this menu... I've been working so hard with all the restaurants and everything. Yeah. I've been spread pretty wide and, you know, not quite too deep. And so working really hard to get a lot deeper, you know, and the team's helped me to get there.
Right.
So this is a great, you know, feeling just talking about all the,
What are the other options there you opened up?
So we're going to do breakfast burritos, breakfast sandwiches. We have a French omelet with our award-winning smoked carnitas inside of it. Just trying to, you know, fill the need for some good breakfast food with the flavors that we do and... keep our staff, you know, through the winter with the hours that, you know, they need. And so if you're in the federal area, a lot of people go up and north and south and down federal. Keep us in mind. Spear and federal.
Right.
Get breakfast burritos, breakfast sandwiches.
So now you're opening at what time?
9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And we're going to do late night, so as well.
Wow. Yeah. There's only one of you, but you've got a great team. There's only one Blaine, but he's got a great team.
Yeah, and if that's I can shout him out. Yeah. Tony Akasha Adeseli, Alma, Oscar.
Wow.
We're working on a new project in downtown Wheat Ridge. It's a food truck park beer garden, bar garden.
Mm-hmm.
So full bar. We'll have one food truck on site, three other food truck spots that'll rotate. It's an outdoor garden. So we just planted 12, 13 trees. We're going to fill it with other plants. It'll have... fire heaters. It's kid friendly with a kid zone play area, dog friendly. We're going to work to make it a good community spot where people can enjoy themselves. And so the team has been working for, you know, months and months behind the scenes to help these projects come to fruition.
That's great.
That's a nice innovation.
That really is.
Good work.
My head is spinning.
Let us know when that opens, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. David's out there working hard with me to get that done. We're hoping for licenses next week. So check on Adobo Denver on Instagram for details on that new project.
Blaine does landscaping too.
Yeah, we moved 40,000 pounds of dirt on site. I blew my transmission doing it. It's been an adventure, but that's the fun memories that we have.
Wow.
But this week is really special for me. I started my food and beverage career in 2006. My mom passed away in 2004. I was lost. A family member asked me to come up. Shout out to Ingrid. She invited me to go to the Boulder. I was handing out beer and stayed for the week to keep working, stayed for the month to keep working. By the next year, I was running all the concessions on CU campuses, football program, all over campus. The following year, I was doing all the food and beverage, and I was able to work at like Mile High Stadium and do the DNC and all these incredible events. Fast forward many years, I go to college, get a degree, get a different job, right? Come back to this. And so this weekend, I get to go back to Folsom Field for Barbecue Fest.
Wow.
It was at Mile High recently, but I'll be going back to Folsom Field. You know, shout out Go Buffs.
Yeah.
It means so much to me to be able to take my career to a place where I started again.
Full circle.
Yeah, tickets are still for sale. Yeah. Friday and Saturday, Folsom Field Barbecue Fest. That's going to be an awesome event. Some of the best pitmasters in the country are going to be there. Mm. Some of the best food. Make sure you grab your tickets. We're going to be doing a red chili adobada chicken taco and sopapillas with honey butter. So hopefully you can make it to that. We touched on the food truck park, barbecue fest. Yeah. We got so much
Steve
going on.
Steve might have to go full circle. That's where he came out of Boulder and see you as well.
Please come check it out, man. Yeah, we got VIP tickets, I'm sure, for you.
There. Oh, I feel special.
Yeah. Well, it just means more food, you know.
Blaine, thanks so much, man. Blaine from Adobo, thank you. And, you know, you're always welcome, man.
Thank you, Carlos.
You can come back next week if you want.
We'll just bring by some food. Yeah. We love you guys.
All right. You want to do one more shout-out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To the love of my life, Akasha. Thank you for supporting me. To my daughter, Olivia. I love you more than I could ever say.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
that's a chef.
Abby's crying now. So we'll have to cure that here in a moment with some food.